When you are young, 40 years look like a long time. But when you are in your 80s and you look back, you just wonder what happened, where did this all 40 years go? It's impossible to imagine that 40 years ago we held our first conference, and here we are 40 years later. So this morning I am standing before you with mixed emotions. In a way, I am sad that such a wonderful conference has come to an end. At the same time, I am glad that the Lord allowed us to have such a blessed conference for one more year. There are so many young people here whom I have known for many years. They used to come with their parents. Now they are here with their own families. Many of those young men are now taking leadership roles in the running of this conference. I praise the Lord for them. Now, several people asked me, how did this conference start? So I'll give you a very quick, brief explanation how it all happened. In 1978, our late brother C.V. Baby, his son Charlie, and our brother K.M. John attended a CMML conference in Greenwood Hills in Pennsylvania. There the Lord laid on their hearts a desire to have a conference for the Indian believers living in America. They shared their plans with other families and friends. Later on, some of the brethren met in Detroit and prayerfully decided to go ahead with the plan. As a result, the first conference was held at Greenwood Hills Camp Center from Thursday, June 15 to Sunday, June 18, 1978. Including the children, there were about 100 people. This was the first conference of any Indian Christian community in USA. During that conference, a meeting was held to discuss the future plans. The banner over the meeting room read, "Christ Preeminent." There it was decided to continue this conference on a yearly basis. The primary objectives of the conference were to come apart from the hustle and bustle of our daily life to a quiet, serene place and spend a few days in serious study of God's Word, and to meet and to have good Christian fellowship with other believers. During the very first conference, the relationship between the conference and the local assemblies was discussed. It was decided that the conference will in no way infringe upon the autonomy of local assemblies or interfere with other ministries, either in USA, Canada, or in India, for which local assemblies are responsible. Over the years, many godly men have given leadership and spiritual guidance for the function of this conference. They all give their best without seeking recognition or publicity. We thank God for all of them. There are few brothers who faithfully served on the committee for many years and they are not here due to health reasons. We are thankful to the Lord for the memory of Dr. C.V. Baby, Brother Jacob Kalikal, Canada, and Brother Kamalakar Dandekar. You will pardon me if I get it emotional. I had the privilege of serving this man for many years. Brother C.V. Baby, Brother Jacob Kalikal of Canada, and Brother Kamalakar Dandekar, who served in the committee for many years and are now with the Lord. From the beginning, this conference is organized and run by a committee consisting of several like-minded men. None of the original committee members are now in the executive committee. Lord has brought in hard-working, gifted, dedicated, and spiritual young men to step into the places vacated by older brethren, and I thank God for them. The other question is, how did this conference impact the social and spiritual life of our community? In the 70s, there were not many Indian brethren believers here. This conference provided a venue for us to meet and to know each other. In the early years, the topics of our conversations were around our children, their education, marriages, etc. Later on, the grandchildren were the focal point. But now, if you listen in on our conversations, I mean the conversation of the older generation, you will hear words like arthritis, bursitis, gastritis. Occasionally, you may also hear words like stent, pacemaker, knee replacement. Still, it is always a joy to meet new families and renew old friendships. Over the years, we have come to know and love so many saints. As years went by, we realized that there were some unexpected social benefits for those who came for the conference. I was told by a number of couples that they met their spouses here at the IBF conference. We thank God for that. The logo of IBF is God's work by God's people for God's glory. For the last 40 years, our Lord, in His mercy, helped us to choose pertinent biblical topics for the theme and relevant subjects for workshops. He also graciously provided the people of His choice to preach and to teach. We are simply amazed at His gracious provisions for His people. We are so humbled that the Lord was pleased to save several souls here at the conference. Only eternity will reveal the full extent of the impact of this conference in the lives of those who attended. During the course of these 40 years, we did face some major challenges, but God gave us grace to place them at His feet and look to Him for help. He never failed us, nor did He forsook us. Hitherto, the Lord has helped us. As the psalmist says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Indeed, great is His faithfulness. In summary and in conclusion, all I have to say is, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our ears. now rise.